plate a potential nugget.
And changing topics, Sally, I have two young kids. I have a girl who's 11 and a boy who's 7.
Yes.
And I realize a lot of what you say in the book are actually deeply wired mindsets, both with men and women. So I'm curious what advice you would have for parents in the way they bring up boys and girls so that we have more women leaders in the future.
I think that they can benefit by trying to help their boys be better listeners, that is an essential skill for rising together, for achieving their own best while helping women and the rest of the world achieve it as well. So I think they can emphasize listening skills to their boys, which I see often are, to some extent disregarded. I think that certainly for girls, it doesn't help female children to be complimented by saying, oh, that's perfect, you did a perfect job, etc., because it gives them that idea, that mental clue, oh, this is what being good at something is. It means that I have to be perfect at it. So I think there's some really good modeling we can do. I want to share a quick little story that was from an event that I was working at a great tech company out in Silicon Valley right before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, a young woman came up to me and she said, I have a thing in the book where I, trying to let go of worrying and rumination. And I put up a sign in my office that says, oh, well, to remind myself to have a kind of a let it go attitude. And she said, that was the most helpful thing I read in the book. She said, and I'm a real ruminator. That's one of the behaviors in the book. She said, so I find that it's really helpful for me to put up little stickies all over my house that say, oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, to remind myself. So when things happen, I'll go, oh, well, oh, well. She said, well, I just want to tell you this. She said, a couple days ago, my 3-year-old daughter came into the kitchen. And she was carrying a big bowl of Jell-O, and she tripped on the door sill, and the Jell-O went all over the kitchen floor. And she just looked up at me in her little 3-year-old voice and said, oh, well, she said, and it was because she'd heard me say it so many times. She said, so I felt really happy that I was, modeling something for the next generation of women and raising a strong, confident young daughter who wasn't going to, second guess, apologize, shrink, feel terrible because she made a perfectly normal mistake and wasn't expecting herself to be perfect.
I'm going to take this Orwell story and play to my wife, and I'd be curious to get her response to Orwell to a kitchen floor filled with Jell-O. But I guess that's a different discussion and I digress here. As a father of a daughter and a son, I've been curious about what my wife and I should be doing around our children in this context. One of my earlier guests, Anu Madgaonkar, spoke about not having gendered roles in the family. But she also spoke about encouraging the girl child to be economically independent and using that as a compass for making key choices.
There was also a voice of reason. Hmm. And that came from a very unexpected quarter. So after I graduated, I had a degree in economics and I was wondering what to do next. And I had gotten into the IIMs. Hmm. But I was also toying with this idea of, maybe I should, go and do like a master's in economics or something completely different. Hmm. There was this slightly romantic idea of what else I would like to do. And then there was this cousin of mine who was no particular influence in my life at that point, but out of the blue he just said that you're a girl and you should remember that it is very important for you to be financially independent because you don't know what your circumstances are going to be. You should be able to earn your own living and live well and stand on your own feet. So whatever you do needs to be marketable and have value in an economic sense, right?
Understood.
That was not a message I got from my parents at all because they were fundamentally, believers that life works itself out, just do what you like. But I got this hard-nosed input from a cousin. And I think that was pivotal, actually, because I did decide to go to the IIMs and then have a conventional career, and, you know, making money was part of that set of objectives that I set out to do myself.
This is a complex topic, no doubt, but I thought getting the girl children to be financially independent is an interesting perspective to help more women rise.